Good morning, everybody. I will speak about work in progress in industrial aviation on the subject of predicting damage in our composite structure. The motivation of this work is due to the need for everybody and for aircraft industry to reduce fuel consumption. So weight reduction by the large use of composite material is a way to achieve this goal. And from the regulation point of view, we have to demonstrate our capability to predict the damage, the failure in our structure with different loadings, defect, or like impacts, so that we use both experimental approach and numerical approach. numerical approach gives us very useful information about the different failure modes. And the target is to obtain an industrial software usable for our huge structure. So we use our in-house solver, Elfini, and we have to obtain a good balance between the cost of identifying parameters, cost of the mesh, and computation time, and after the results we could obtain with this solver. The use case we chose to demonstrate our capability of our model is a stiffener bonded on a skin in composite material, carbon epoxy. So we use elementary tests at the first step, DCB, MMB, and ENF, that show the different failure modes. And at this step, we are able to identify the parameters that we need for our models with different modes, mode 1, 2, and mixed mode. And after, in the second step, we go to the technological samples. We can use the parameters that we have identified on transverse tension tests and pull-out tests. The model have to be the more simple as possible, but have to retrieve all the phenomena that occurs during the failure. So the structure, stiffener, filler. No. The filler is the red part. Stiffener, filler, and the skin will be represented by linear elasticity element and enlarged displacement. And we focus for dedicated zone, the interface. Here is the junction between the stiffener and the skin. In this zone, we use 3D elements, but we take into account only the out-of-plane behavior. For the progressive alteration of the mechanical properties, we use a plasticity law of Hofmann. And finally, the failure of the local in the element, we use a criterion based on energy release rate. Then we delete the element. So for the first element, we create the beginning of the crack, and after, we have the propagation of the crack. So the first step is the elementary scale. DCB, MMB give some results. We use our model to fit as possible the curves for different mixed mode. DCB for mode 1, and after ENF for mode 2. Thanks for bedding results come from here. Oneha and Isai, and with the support of DJC, we have all the results we need. The second step is a transverse tension. We load the skin in tension that loads the stiffener by the interface zone. The junction we take into account for damage is the junction between the stiffener and the skin. So due to the offset of the neutral fiber, when we make some tension, it creates a bending effect in the sample. So with the gauge stick on the flange of the stiffener, we can follow the load and the damage in the structure. It is the green curve, it's a test, and our model, it's a red curve. We cut the initiation. Here. And after, we can follow the propagation of the crack in the structure. So we have a good representation of the damage with our model. And we go through the next test, is a pull-out test. So the structure, the skin is clamped, and we pull the skin, the stiffener, sorry. We have to take into account all the interface, the junction between the stiffener and the skin, the junction of the stiffener and the filler, and the filler itself. The experimental testing showed two cracks the first in the filler, the second, the junction between the stiffener and the skin. And when we use the results that came from MMB, DCB, the results is far away from the test, 180%. So we have to introduce a new value of G1C to obtain here the failure of the filler, and after the failure of the wall structure. So the test show a new value of G1 in conclusion. Our model run on simple tests, DCB, MMB, but these samples came from the standards is with 0 degree fibers. In the case of transverse tension, it gives good results. And in the case of pullout, it shows a new value of G1. So now we are carrying on some investigation to understand if there is a link between the G1C came from DCB and the G1C that we identify in the pullout case, and if there is a link, and if the model is able to retrieve results of entry-apply and inter-apply damage interaction. Thank you for your attention.
So I think we have time for one quick question, because we are starting to be behind even with the starting delay. So anyone? Yes, Marino?
Thank you. Just a curiosity about the last point you mentioned, that you had to change the G1C value for fitting the experimental results. As far as I understand, from the mid level of the slide, you have to include a lower value for the G1C. Actually, then that was my original question. You said you need to characterize the 90 degree interface layup rather than the zero, if I understood correctly.
Yes.
The point is, what I'm expecting is that if you put from our experience, if you do the DCB with the fiber oriented at 90 degree, you have a much higher value of the G1C rather than a lower. So do you consider there are other options you can consider for making the simulation more in agreement with the results?
We have the same feeling. And considering that the energy rate release, it is the area of this curve, we are examining some other tests, like traction that gives the stress. And it seems that taking it into account thermal stress because the filler here, or here, is totally constrained by the structure around, and the structure is a very different layup. So we could have quite a lot heavy stress that came from the structure in the filler. So it is perhaps the way to explain. Perhaps it is not GC, but it is initial stress that could explain the difference in the results.
Okay, thank you again.